get started. So today we're going to talk about ne'emanus of doctors when it comes to nida-related issues and when it comes to general-related issues. A lot of times rabbis have to speak to doctors to get the metzius, and how much can you trust that what the doctor is saying is true? Why does this come up? Because over here in Simon Kuf Pei Zayin Siv Ches, says the Shulchan Aruch, in Tirtzel Yisrapos, if a woman wants to be cured from Damach Vestashmish, Tzaruch Shia Kodem Shetischazek. The time to achieve that cure is before she has a cheskas roa da machmas tashmish. Avli achshet is chazek yesh mistapkim imutu lismoch al refuah l'shamish achar kach. Once she's already becheskas roa da machmas tashmish, it's not so clear that you can rely on a refuah that worked and allow them to have tashmish again. V'yesh mi shematir im amar la rofe Yisrael nisrapes. But some are not here if a Jewish doctor tells her that she's been healed. And sometimes a non-Jewish doctor could work if she sees that there's a clear change in her body. She sees she just doesn't come and need that at all anymore. And the doctor said, yeah, I managed to remove any possibility of you becoming a need anymore. Remember when I knocked you out? I took out your uterus. You're never going to become a need anymore. You know, don't worry about it. So if the doctor, I mean, that would be bad because, you know, she wants to have kids or whatever. But if the doctor is able to say that I've done something to you that may, and she sees the evidence, then even a Rofei Goy is going to be Naaman. So the question is, when do we trust the Rofei Yisrael? When do we trust the Rofei Goy? Is the difference between a firm Jew and non-firm Jew? Is the difference between the topic? What if the doctor's telling us, yeah, this pregnant woman should not fast on Yom Kippur because they have no business fasting? So what does it mean they have no business fasting? Why shouldn't they fast? Why, can I trust everything what if the doctor is just sharing an opinion? And he's not sharing a metzius, right? So how do I assess that which doctors say? So Rabbi Forst points out that when you deal with gynecological procedures, there are three factors to consider when you're looking at gynecological procedures. You're looking at Taliya B'dam Maka, you're looking at Ne'emanus of doctors, and you're looking at Psich Sakever. Right, so we already discussed Psich Sakever a long time ago, right? And Psich Sakever blow dam, and what gynecological instruments actually cause Psich Sakever, probably very, very few. We already discussed Tliya B'dam Maka and what you need to know about the Maka, the difference between a Kesem versus a Re'iya, a difference between, you know, all different Shitos, whether you need to know that the Maka is currently being Motzidam, that the Maka has been Motzidam, that the Maka is likely to be Motzidam, right? What exactly, which is what Raziel should have been asking Rabbi Thomas about last night, whatever, all the different possibilities we've discussed. But the only thing left to discuss is the issue of ne'emanus of doctors. So there are two questions that you need to consider when talking about ne'emanus of doctors. First of all, ne'emanus of doctors in general, and just to be clear about this, it's not because we think that everyone who goes to medical school is a liar, right? I mean, that's not the issue over here, right? Zach's not going to immediately become a liar as soon as he goes to medical school. I mean, that may happen later, but it's probably not going to be related to going to medical school. But it's because the medical profession accepts conjecture, and it may not be enough for halacha. Meaning, it's the same reason Rav Asher Weiss doesn't accept archaeological evidence, because archaeology is a study that accepts conjecture as part of developing a theory as to why things happen. And halacha doesn't accept conjecture, necessarily. So it could be that that's where the ne'emanus of a doctor might take a hit. Also, sometimes you actually have a doctor that's dishonest, because they have whatever agenda that they're trying to push. So that's one issue. The other is ne'emanus of doctors who aren't halachically ne'eman, like a non-Jew, meaning someone who has no ne'emanus in halacha. So first of all, there are people who are speaking medically, but halacha works by different definitions. And second, you just have an overall ne'emanus issue in halacha. Like someone who's chasher al davar is normally not ne'eman about that davar. You're not allowed to trust someone who doesn't keep kosher, that their store is kosher, that the food that they're giving you is kosher, because they have no ne'emanus in the area of kashrus. Just like we spoke about with the mikvah lady who doesn't observe hilchos nida, who doesn't keep taras hamishpacha. She has no ne'emanus in yonim of taras hamishpacha if she doesn't observe taras hamishpacha. Agav, someone must have been listening. Did we just discuss recently about, or was that in the Smichas Chavashir, about a 9-month pregnant lady going to the mikvah? Okay, so a guy left me a voice note last night that when his wife had first gotten pregnant before they told anybody, he said that one of her friends was 9 months pregnant and called her up and said, "It'll be a big school, they'll come with me to the mikvah, you know." So he called Rav Weinberger and he said, like, is you know, should she do this? And Rav Weinberger was like, people make up the craziest stuff. There is no such thing. There's no such skula anywhere. Just say that's not your skula, that's someone else's minik skula or whatever, you know. So so that was anecdote. Okay. Now the issue of ne'amanus of doctors comes up in many different areas of halacha. Let's identify four of them. It comes up in Hilchos Yom HaKippurim, the Mishnah in Maseches Yuma, in the 8th parak of Maseches Yuma, tells us, chola machilin osal pi b'kiyin, that when it comes to chola, you could give him food on Yom Kippur, al pi b'kiyin. So says the Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnayis, she b'kiyin min arofim v'nei amonim yishim safik nefashos lahakel. That al pi b'kiyin means doctors, and the reason we trust doctors is because of safik nefashos lahakel. Second place comes up, Hilchos Shabbos, simin shin chav ches siv yud in Arachayim, kol choli shaharofim omrim shu sakona, even external wound, if a doctor looks at an external wound and says, this is dangerous, you're mechal Shabbos for such a patient, and again, safek nefashos lahakel. And all people are considered mumchum ktsas, but the Rama says, on the last point, yesham dafki yisraelim, that only yisraelim would be trusted on that. And then a third place, the Gemara Nazir Daf Nun Beis, we just had a few days ago in Daf Yomi. Anyone here do Daf Yomi? So, okay, so it's like, oh, okay, so for me and you, it's a coincidence. What? Huh? Okay, so for the three of us, we have a mezumin of coincidence. Okay, so Daf Yomi coincidence. In Nazir Daf Nun Beis, the Gemara tells us that Maisa Sheviu Kupam Le'at Samos Beis HaKnesses, Shel Tarsiyim. One time they brought a box full of bones to the Beis HaKnesses for Tarsiyim. Right, a guy went to medical school and they gave him a bunch of bones for his anatomy class. He's like, you know what would be a great thing to do with this box of bones? Bring it to Shul. I should bring it to Shul. So he brought it to Beis HaKnesses, Shel Tarsiyim. V'nichnas todos harofe v'kol harofe mimo v'amru ein kan shidra mimeis echad. And todos harofe, I don't know if todos harofe is the same as todos ishromi that the president mentioned the Gemara of todos ishromi in the shir this morning. That would be a good coincidence. Is it? Anyone know? Todos harofe, todos ishromi? Shai's all over. You're googling it. Okay. So todos ishromi comes up in the Gemara Pesachim, because he encouraged people to eat a gedi makulas. I'm chazrin the president's shir for those who maybe missed it. He's the one that encouraged people to eat a gedi makulas on lele psachim. Right? We don't do that. We don't have any roasted meat. But he encouraged people to eat a gedi makulas, and they said, "Il moli todos ata." If it weren't for the fact that you were todos, you know, you'd be in real trouble. But because you're todos, you're this special guy todos, we can't do anything to you. So Marcus is like, who's todos? Like, is it because he's very powerful and they're afraid to start up with him? Or is it because, like, he's really an Adam Chashuv? So you know the Gemara? What does the Gemara say? He's an Adam Chashuv. And what's the raya that he's an Adam Chashuv? What? Because he was Nosu Nefesh?
He talks about, like, the frogs.
Ah, he was the one that was Nosu Kalvachom that taught us the Kalvachomer, the Hanani Mishal Vazaria, where Nosu Kalvachomer mitzvardim. That Tzvardim are not mitzvah Kiddush Hashem, and they jumped into the fires. The Hanani Mishal Vazaria made that same Kalvachomer. Right? So that was Todos. I don't know if that's the same Todos over here, but Todos Harofe, did we find out? Is it? Doesn't look like exactly. Okay, so Todos Harofe went with all of his doctor friends. It says that he went to V'kol Harofe Mimo. All the doctors came with him. V'amru, and they certified Ein Kan Shidra B'Mimeis Echad, that there is no single spine from a single mace. Shayabaki Mumche Imen Meis Echad V'Shay Meis. He was a baki. They were bekiim to know whether it was from one mace or from multiple mason. The fourth place it comes up, Sanhedrin Daf Lamed Gimel. The Gemara tells us, Maisa bipara shenitla ha'em shela, that there was a para that whose uterus was taken away, taken out. Ve'chila Rabbi Tarfon leklavim. Rabbi Tarfon saw that it was missing such a critical piece of its kishkas that he fed it to dogs, like a trefa. Uba Maislifne Chacham Biyavne, and they went to the Chacham Min Yavne, Vitirua, and the Chacham Min Yavne said that no, it's mutter. Sha'amar Todas Harofe! Ain part of the Chazir Yotzeis Melakzam Jisham Tzayim Melam Kain Chotchin Ha'im Shalakadesh Lotelei. That in general, whenever they would export cows or horses from Mitzrayim, they would always remove the uterus first because they never wanted them to reproduce because they had the best cows and the best horses, and they didn't want some breeder to be able to do the same thing, and then they would lose all their business. So they would breed these very high quality animals. Then they would do surgery on the animals to make sure that they couldn't reproduce, and then they would sell the animals. But they didn't become trefus. They were good, viable, healthy animals for a long time. And who certified that? Todas Harofe is the one that certified that that's true. So four places, four mekoros. So now our halacha is based on the following. Our situation over here in Sivches is based on the Torah writes in the name of the Sefer Truma that any refuah has to precede the chazaka of Ra'al Machmas Tashvish. But once there's a chazaka, then we're not certain that she could rely on a refuah to be mishamish acharkach, even if the refuah comes by way of a rofe mumcha. Even if it's a doctor who says, I know what the problem was, I solved it, I fixed it, she'll be fine. Once the chazaka is established, it's too late. Beis Yosef quotes that that's the sheet of the smag and the smak, but then he quotes a ritzba that im amar la harofe, Shenisrapes mishameshes al smach diburo imhu Yisrael. The Ritzba says, no, if he's a Jew, maybe even after the Chazaka you can rely on him. That a doctor is believed to say that a particular amulet that he used is very effective and that he's used it three times. Maybe that's not such a great raya. That Yerushalmi is not such a great raya because that Yerushalmi is where he takes an amulet and he says, I've used it before and it's worked. So we know that it's worked. Whereas over here, there's no evidence that she's been healed. Nevertheless, it's more mistaver that we can rely on him. Aval ein biyadi lahatir al pidibur goy. But I can't go that far to be matir if it was a non-Jew. Afilu berofe mumcha l'rabim, even if he's a publicly respected, universally respected doctor, t'lomarin nafshei, where you normally have a chazaka that umen l'marin nafshei, he's not going to say something that's wrong, that's going to ruin his reputation. Because the karin buhu asher piyam divershav. Because we know by the guy that they often lie. But if she took some sort of medication that mamsh, she took a gestin and her blood stopped in its tracks, like it's a magic pill. We know that the condition that she has is something that can be cured. How do we know that? Because the Gemara says it. The Gemara says that Rebbe was merapping the woman by frightening her, and the cluster of dam dropped out of her body. So you see that there's a refuah for it. So since we know that there is a refuah for it, even if it's a guy that cured her, and there's physical evidence of that cure, you could rely on that. So the mechaber in Sibches that we started with says that even though it's a machlokes, there's a yesh misha omer that you could believe a Jewish doctor. But if she sees that her dam besos is entirely stopped, you could even believe a non-Jewish doctor. Comes along the Shach, Sivkatan Chavches, and he says that if the doctor has a track record of even just one previous patient, then you can believe him. Where does the Shach get that from? So he quotes it from the Bach, but we saw it already. It's based on the Yerushalmi. Right, the Yerushalmi says that a rofe is neman to say that this kameya has helped people before. So the achronim understand that that works even if the previous woman was not huchzak aliros machmas tashmish. She meaning, let's say the doctor says, oh yeah, I've cured this before. Let's spell out the case. A woman comes to the doctor. She says, first three times I had Bia, I was Ra'a Machmas Tashmish. Three times, I loved after the first three times. Three times in a row I had Bia, I was Ra'a Machmas Tashmish. So the doctor says, oh, I've seen this before. I just had a woman who came in last week who told me that the last two times she had Bia, she was Ra'a Machmas Tashmish. I prescribed the medication, she had Bia again, and was not Ra'a Machmas Tashmish. It worked. So the woman might say, yeah, but that woman was only Ra'a Machmas Tashmish twice. Maybe you have the ability to heal women who are only Ra'a Machmas Tashmish twice, but I'm already Huchsak as Ra'a Machmas Tashmish. So maybe I can't rely on the fact that you're able to heal someone who is not Huchsak to help me who was Huchsak. So that's what the Achronim said, that the Shach would even be Mekil if the first woman was not Huchsak. We assume it's the same condition and that they both suffered from. And if he was able to cure it on the first woman, he's going to be able to cure it on the second woman. The Chavis Das, in Sivkat and Yogimel, and the Chassam Sofer and Kofayin Hei, and the Tshuvas wonders why we can rely on a refuah that happened without a Cheskas Issur for a case that has a Cheskas Issur. Meaning, Lechora, why? Meaning, the first woman was not a Huchsak as Ra'a Machmas Tashmish. So Chassam Sofer understands that the case was that the previous patient didn't see once, they saw twice. But if it only happened once, then you wouldn't be able to be summoned. Still, meaning you're relying on the fact that maybe betray pavim mavi chazaka, something like that. I don't know. Pischi Tshuva points out in the end of Sivkat Lamed Ches that you also have to use common sense. If let's say, for example, a woman never had pain during Tashmish before, and now she's having pain, so the doctor could be believed to say that he took care of the problem. Meaning, obviously, something developed that he knows about because it caused her pain, and now he's saying, I see the source of the pain, I solved the source of the pain, and if the pain came along with Da'a Machmas Tashmish, it's logical to assume that he solved the Da'a Machmas Tashmish as well. So yeah, in general, you always have to look at the bigger picture. So that's how the Ne'emanus of doctors plays out as far as Da'a Machmas Tashmish, but that's a very narrow view of Ne'emanus of doctors in general. You got to zoom out a little bit to understand how we apply Ne'emanus of doctors in general. So the Gemara asks, Mi iko ki ay gavim? The Gemara in Daf Chav Beis talks about how Mapelas come in, whatever, Birya, whatever, that you tatil b'mayim and you put it in the water to see what it is. So the Gemara says, there was such a maisa where a woman was expelling klipos adumos, that was coming out of her body, klipos adumos, these red shells or shell-like things that were coming out of her body. And they asked the Shaila, they asked it up the chain of Rabbanim. It says, Uba'u v'shalu as Abba v'Abba shalu chachamim, until chachamim shalu l'rofim. The chachamim asked the doctors. And they said, Ishazu maka yeshla b'toch me'eha, Shemena Mapelas Kimin Klipos, Tati Lamayim in Imocha Temeya. They said, you want to know what the story is with these Klipos, put it in water, and if you see if they disintegrate, then you'll know that she's Temeya. They did a test of Imata Lamayim, and ultimately were able to be Metaher based on this. So the Chubus HaRosh in Klal Beis Simon Yuches says, wait a second, Kashali, Kimin Shaba Machmas Maka, Amay Temeya. Wait a second. He's saying that she has some sort of maka, so therefore she's tameya. What do you mean? Da maka means that she's not tameya. Why, if the doctor said she has a maka, ishazu maka yeshla, she has a maka, why did they need to do a bedika and see if the avchushin melted or not? If it's a maka that she has, memela she's tahora. You shouldn't need to do any test. So the Chassam Sofer in Yeridei Chelik Beis and Kufnun Ches says that the answer is De'ein lismoch al arofim al guf prati ma shehem shaftu b'sichlam al guf zeh avleim ne'manim al dvarim klaliyim. Chassam Sofer makes a very critical distinction. Doctors are believed to tell us what medical science says about topics, not what medical science says about this person and their situation. They're believed in general about a disease, but not about a specific person. So essentially, the doctors inform the Chamim that there is a disease that exists. it seems to us she has that disease. Chacham say, we believe you that there is a disease that exists. We cannot trust you that she has that disease until we do further experimentation. And they did a test by being matzah l'mayim, and only when they were matzah l'mayim were they able to confirm that she was tahora. So they couldn't be believed about that specific woman until they did a test. In Simon Kuf Ayin Hei, the Chassam Sofer suggests a different answer. That you need to be mevarer whenever it's possible to be mevarer. Meaning you could trust doctors if you have no choice but to trust a doctor. But if there's a simple test that you could do, so do the test. And then don't trust the doctor. Don't rely on trusting the doctor. But then the Chassam Sofer rejects that approach and he goes back to the first answer. So again, the Gemara tells us that the doctor said she has a smaka and you could do this. And then the Chacham said, okay, and they did a test. So the Rosh says, I understand. Shulchan Aruch Rosh says, why would they do a test? If she has a makkah, then she should be fine anyway. So answer number one, Chassam Sofer says that they're believed to say that there's such a thing called this kind of makkah, which would produce these shell-like red, whatever substances that come out of her body, but they're not believed to say that she has that makkah until we do a test and verify. Many, many achronim argue on Chassam Sofer, because in many places in Shas, we do believe doctors about specific cases. And it's interesting who is involved in the conversation. The Tosfos HaRosh on the side of the Gemara answers that the doctors didn't say that this woman has a makkah. They themselves weren't sure if she had a makkah. All the doctors even tried to tell the rabbis was that there is such a makkah and you need to run tests to confirm the diagnosis. Meaning the way the Chassam Sofer understood was that the doctors were telling the rabbis that we are diagnosing this woman has this makkah. And the rabbis turned to the doctors and said, we believe you such a makkah exists. We are not believing you that this woman has it until we run a test. Says the Tosfos HaRosh on the side of the Gemara in Maseches Nida that no, the doctors were saying, we don't know if she has a makkah. What you're describing fits that particular disease that we're thinking of. But we would recommend that you need to run a test. They themselves weren't sure. They said she might have a makkah. So they had to test by being matzil l'mayim. Had they been certain, though, and it was from the doctors that were certain that she had it, then we'd believe them. It's interesting, because in Tshuvas HaRosh, he asks that, he's the one that asked the kasha. It's the Rosh that asked the kasha, but he didn't give that answer. In Tosfos HaRosh, he gives the answer. But in Tshuvas HaRosh, he didn't give that answer. Once we have the Tosfos HaRosh, l'chora, there's nothing to compel the Chassam Sofer's answer, right? Meaning, the Chassam Sofer's chiluk was because he was so bothered by the kasha of the Tshuvas HaRosh. Yeah, but you know who else was bothered by the kasha of the Tshuvas HaRosh? The Rosh. And he gave an answer to that kasha. And it wasn't the Chassam Sofer's answer. He just reinterpreted the Gemara. So there's no hechrech for the Chassam Sofer's chiluk. The Beis Yosef in Siman Kuf Tzadi Aleph, when it talks about Dan in Mei Raglayim, quotes a Tshuvas HaRan based on indications that she has a makkah ba'us makom. So the Beis Yosef asks, why does the Ran need to bring rayas that you could believe the doctor? There's an explicit Gemara that the doctors were lenient. V'taiman shal rofim bazeh mahani she'en derech isha lahapil kamin klipos adumos o kamin saros adumos. Meaning, he assumes that you can ask doctors about a particular situation. And the Beis Yosef seems not like the Chassam Sofer, that if there's a particular situation that comes up, and the doctors say, we are confident that this is what it is, then you can rely on them. So Darkei Moshe, Sivkat Ndal, says, what are you talking about? The Gemara says, we don't rely on doctors. L'chud. El b'inon gamkein, b'dik b'mayim poshrin. The Ramah comes at us with that Gemara. What do you mean? You can't just rely on doctors. You need to use mayim poshrin. You need to do a test. The other half of the Gemara says that after the doctor spoke, they still tested it. Meaning, the Beis Yosef brings a raya that you could rely on doctors, because the Beis Yosef quotes part of the Gemara. And they asked doctors, what's going on here? And the doctor said, ooh, there's this maka, and it could be that she has it. And the Beis Yosef stops quoting the Gemara. Says, oh, you see, you can rely on doctors. Says Rama, read the next line. The next line says, and then they were matil lamayim, and they did a test, which means that they didn't trust the doctors. How could the Beis Yosef quote a half a Gemara? So it's pretty amazing that Beis Yosef's entire mahalich was based on missing half of the words of the Gemara. Apparently, Machlokas Beis Yosef and Darkei Moshe is the same Machlokas as Chassam Sofer and Rush, right? Meaning the Beis Yosef doesn't think the other half of the Gemara is relevant. Why? Why? Because Beis Yosef will learn the Gemara the way the Rush learned the Gemara. That if the doctors are sure, then that's good enough. The only reason they did a test in the Gemara is because the doctors themselves weren't sure. The Ramah learned the Gemara the way Chassam Sofer learned the Gemara. That if the doctors are sure, it's not good enough for us. Doctors can be sure that there's a disease that exists. They can't. We can't trust their intuition or their judgment that she has the disease. You need to run an actual test. There's usually a doctor and a blood test, right? Meaning you do an actual test, so you have data. You know what you have. So that's the fundamental machlokes. Yeah.
Even if they have data.
Because the doctors speak in general that this is the test that you would do for this disease. And we believe them in general terms, that there is a disease and that's the test you do for the disease. The doctor saying, it seems to me that this woman has this disease based on symptoms that we don't trust. But the test, we believe, will work. Because that's a more general statement. That's the way the Chassam Sofer and the Ramah seem to assume. You hear the chalik? It seems that one is more scientific evidence and the other is judgment. Meaning, scientific evidence tells us over thousands of women, over numbers of years or whatever, that there is such a disease and that this test confirms that disease. But to say that this woman is presenting with particular symptoms, that, oh, she has this disease and not that one, for the doctor to become a diagnostician, that involves a certain amount of hash'ara, of judgment. We often think of diagnosis as like, oh, you go to a doctor and he tells you what you have. You know how much misdiagnosis there is? Meaning, different diseases have similar symptoms? Or a person has a combination of two different diseases that the doctor does a chop, he's looking at five symptoms and he says, oh, according to the medical textbook, that means you have this. But no, they really have two other things that just happened to overlap. So that's already judgment. That's already hashara.
Isn't the interpretation of Metzias also judgment in a way? Meaning the doctors had to determine that if you put this in the water dissolved, that means X.
But that's from years of medical evidence. As opposed to this woman right now. That seems to be the chiluk. The Marsham in the Chuvin Chelek Aleph Siman Yud Gimel quotes a Knesset Yecheskel in Siman Lamed Beis that he had a Kabbalah that the doctors themselves were the ones that said to be Matil L'mayim. Like who? That was the Tosarash, right? Because they were Mesukah themselves. But had they been certain, we'd rely on them. Right? Exactly like the Tosarash. So based on the Kasha of the Dark, based on that, the Kasha of the Dark Emotion is not a Kasha at all. Because again, it's not a kasha, because that's what the Gemara said. That's what the Gemara meant. Dark Moshe was reading the Gemara the way the Chassam Sofer was reading the Gemara. In fact, in Mishkanes Yaakov, he argues that the words Tati Lamayim were a Tos Hatefus, and they don't belong in the Gemara. And his right is that in Tosefta and in Yerushalmi, it doesn't have those words. Meaning, we ask, why did the Beis Yosef leave out those words? Beis Yosef didn't. The Tosefta did, and the Yerushalmi did. And that solves the mystery, right? You can go back to the original text and you see that those words didn't belong there. And therefore, if that's the case, if the Gemara didn't have Tati Lamayim as a game changer, what does that tell you? That without being Tati Lamayim, we believe them. We believe the doctors. That's it. It's a huge riot in Amanus HaRofim. And said that Reb Chaim Blazner thought to take out the words from the Gemara based on the Tosefta Yerushalmi. Mishkas Yaakov writes, Reb Chaim Blazner wanted to delete those words from the Gemara. Who stopped him? The Gra, which is funny, right? Because the Gra was normally very happy to take words out of the Gemara and insert words in the Gemara, but the Gra stopped him. He said, no, those words belong in the Gemara. He makes a huge nafkamina lahalacha, those words. The Chasam Sofer in Simukuf Ayin Hei says they should always be hesitant about trusting medicine. The Gemara on Mem Hei, Amud Aleph, Amud Dalet and Beis both imply that there might be anatomical differences between Jews and non-Jews. And most medical research is done on bodies of non-Jews. So whatever medical conclusions are drawn are based on how a non-Jew's body would react. And therefore, Chachmas Harofim, which is based on non-Jews, is a non-definitive raya about Jewish people. For example, Shichva Zera of an Akum is Nisrach at a different rate than Shichva Zera of Yisrael. Because Klal Yisrael is Doeg B'mitzvos, so our stress that we have, because we're nervous about mitzvos and all of our Jewish guilt and our Jewish anxieties, So that causes us that our shichva zera is nisrach more quickly. Someone just told me last night at a chasana. You ever heard of Dr. Sarna? Ever hear that? You know, people have back pains. You know what I'm talking about? You know, there are people that have back pains. So Dr. Sarna's big yesod was that after studying X-rays and imaging of different people's backs, there was no way to predict who has back pain and who doesn't, based on like the actual metzius of what's actually going on in their back. And you realize that most back pain, almost all of it, is in your head. It's based on whatever anxieties and pressure and stress or whatever that you have. Someone very close to me, that you might even say is kid goofy, has back pains very frequently, and discovered, went to a doctor in my shul and asked, what do I do about back pains? He gave her a book and said, read this, and she did, and it works. It's true. Meaning she was sure that these were serious back pains. In fact, just last night in the car, this person was close to me, was in the car with me, and we were driving somewhere, and a woman called with the Shaila. I'm not going to get into the details of the Shaila, but part of the Shaila revolved around the fact that the woman has back pains. So I passed him. So my wife, I mean, this woman that's close to me said to me after I hung up the phone, she's like, she probably doesn't have back pains. You just got to recommend Sarna's book. I'm like, she described sound like a pretty physical thing. Then, okay, but why do I mention this? So someone came up to me at the wedding and said that he knows someone who went to Dr. Sarna, who met the actual, he died already, Dr. Sarna, but he went to Dr. Sarna and he saw the guy walked in with the yarmulke on. And he said, oh, this will be an easy one. Dr. Sarna was a Catholic. He said, between Catholics and Jews, those are the easiest ones. You have all the anxieties, all the stresses, or whatever. You know, it's an obvious case. So that's a da'agi b'mitzvos. We're doing b'mitzvos. And therefore, Shechva Zerah is masriach at a more rapid rate. They don't have chavil gufayur because they're ochel shkatzim urbasin. They have a different diet. They eat non-kosher foods, and that causes different biological realities.
But isn't that the chief of the Jews' knowledge, a different anatomy? Are we assuming that Rabbanim are more likely to diagnose correctly than doctors?
No.
It seems like we're not really believing.
We're just
the
questioning whether we can believe the doctors. We may just not know.
And
a woman's going to have Dabach Vistaj, there's nothing we can do about it.
Wouldn't our best bet be to believe the people who are most likely to know it?
Yeah, unless you hold that they're looking at, you know, Lamushal, if you have a doctor who all his life he studied ants, the anatomy of ants and what makes an ant sick and what makes an ant, you're going to trust them to diagnose your damach mustache's problem? Meaning, if you hold it, the anatomy is mamish different, then you hold the anatomy is different. It's a little bit strange, but we'll get to what we actually hold, but that's the svara that's suggested by the Chasam Sofer. Shaul Umeshiv in Divrei Shaul in wrote a number of svarim. So in Divrei Shaul on Yaradeya in Simon Kuf Pei Zayin over here proves that we don't believe a single doctor on his own, meaning we believe doctors, we don't believe doctor. He says based on the Gemara Nazir Nun Beis, Todos Harofe went to check the bones. No, that's not true. Todos Harofe and what? Kol Harofim Imo. He brought his whole team of doctors from his hospital, and they all went to verify. In fact, in Shubas Yogel Yaakov, it was a Talmud of the Aruga Sabosa, and I saw in the back of the Masifta, on Nazim and Beis, in Chelik Aleph, Yerdei Sim Zang Vav, says that even two doctors aren't believed, because he didn't bring Rofe Acher Imo. He brought Kol Harofim Imo. So you need multiple other opinions. That's also Mahalik. That once you have enough doctors saying the same thing, then there's a greater likelihood that they have now months. Someone has an hand raised a second ago. No? Okay. On we go. The most common case the doctor identifies is that the doctor identifies a maka as a cause of blood, or he says he saw blood in the vaginal canal and she never saw any blood, right? That also comes up. A woman didn't see any blood, there's no blood in her underwear, there's no blood in her toilet paper, there's no blood. But the doctor did the exam, the doctor says, oh, I see some blood in there. Thank you. thank you for sharing that information. Right? So now what? Is Dr. Nema Mahachmir, right, that there was blood in the vaginal canal, that now you have to figure that out. So elsewhere we say, Uman Lomaru Nase, like in Yardeus and Sadiches, where we ask a Kfela Arma'a, right, when you're not sure, is there tam of chazer in this in this food? So you could ask a non-Jewish taster. And there's a machlokas whether you need masiach lefitumo and whether you need a professional chef based on his professional reputation. So that machlokas is avod zar dav chazayin. Now both Rashi and Tosafot say that a rofe mumcha is believed based on lomar nafshe. But that's an avod zar chazayin. That's what's on it. But the context there is trusting a non-Jewish doctor to do a mila, where we trust that he's not going to purposely damage the child and make him kosher shivcha. It's a different context. There's a difference between believing him about a diagnosis, believing about what is, versus trusting that he's not going to purposely harm you or your child. So in that context of can I trust the non-Jewish doctor to perform a delicate surgical procedure? Well, umen lo marum nase. If he's a world famous surgeon, he doesn't want to botch a delicate surgical procedure. Now, here in Siman Kuf Pei Zayin, the halacha of Roa Machmas Tashmish is the primary discussion. So, if doctors say that they fixed the problem of Roa Machmas Tashmish, we saw Beis Yosef quote Sefer HaTshuva, don't trust them. But that case might be different because it's difficult to treat. Meaning, Roa Machmas Tashmish, the Gemara seems to work with the assumption that unless something crazy happens, like you frighten a woman and plop, unless something crazy happens like that, it doesn't get fixed. So since we assume that it's a chronic condition that typically doesn't get fixed, that might be worse than normal ne'amans. And meaning there are always chilukim you could make in medicine. It's not like, either I trust doctors or I don't. You have to, put your glasses on, look at it carefully, really analyze all elements of the situation. That goes by Maimonides in the name of the Ritzvah, we said before, says, you can trust him, even though she's muchzekas as a damachmasash, but again, only a Jewish doctor. We don't believe a non-Jewish doctor, even a mumchal rabbin, where we might say, you might have thought lomarun nafshei, because we say about them that shapiam dibershav. So some sofer is bothered, because you find cases where gayim are believed. So some sofer has a whole arichas. You got to look at the to do a decent job of really learning the sugya. You need to see those shuvas of some sofer. So he says basically you can trust a Jewish doctor, but goes my mom says not to trust the guy. I what happened to umlamar and umnase. So he explains that in Shulchan Aruch in Yerdei Sim Kufnun Nun Dalid we discuss when you can go to a non-Jewish doctor or mialedes, and the Shulchan Aruch says that even if the guy can have an excuse to defend himself if he's wrong, we still assume he's going to want to protect his medical reputation. So it seems like he can be trusted, but says Chassam Sofer, but I'm not going to argue on how goes Maimonides. It says you're not allowed to trust a non-Jewish doctor. So I have a kasha that it's against the halacha and Shulchan Aruch, but I can't argue. Generally, doctors like being right. They most people, I think, I don't know, the doctors, most people, they They like to be right. That's not always true. Some people like to have a unique take on things, you know. But because for the political prognosticators or whatever, more important than being right is to have a unique take. And then, you know, if Trump actually wins the election, you know, then they I'm the one that called that he was going to win the election or whatever, right? So, but doctors generally like being right because, you know, it's a high stakes game that they're playing. So they want to be reliable. So it could be that alone gives ne'emanus, gives additional ne'emanus, because the desire to be right, even though he has no inherent ne'emanus because he's not from or whatever, but it could be just the fact that he wants to be a good doctor and he wants to get things right, that alone could give ne'emanus. Additional factor with non-Jewish doctors, is that they won't get why you care. And they might try to figure out what you want them to say. You know, it's like the person that says to the Avel 31 days after the parent dies, "You look gross," right? Because even though you think that the caveman looks great on the person, right? But you know that the person's wife needs to, you know, wants him to shave, and like they can't do it until you say, like they know, it's like playing a game. Like they know exactly what needs to be said. I was talking to Moshe Weinberger the other night at the Yesh Kodesh dinner, and he told me that before, we were talking about my beard the whole time, so obviously, so he said that before he got married, he started not trimming his beard, just leaving it, and the night before his wedding, David Lipschitz called him up and said, "You will trim your beard before the wedding," and he did. And he said, "My mother-in-law called her David," so she knew who would be the one to tell me that. You know, so it's also important to keep in mind that doctors may be working with different definitions. Meaning, what they call blood, we might not call blood, right? Meaning, we might look at something and say, "Oh, that's not Dom, it's brown," and they'll be like, "Well, what do you think dried blood looks?" Meaning, so there could be different terminologies. They're likely to call something brown, something that's brown, they're likely to call it blood. They may say that the blood is non-menstrual, but it's just blood from the uterine lining. It just didn't come out as part of a normal menstrual cycle. But that's a problem. If there was a psychic ever and the dam came out, I don't care whether it was part of a normal menstrual cycle. So it's important to just be cautious about that. Also, in a litigious society, doctors tend to be super cautious. The Bir Halacha in Siman Tov Resh Yud Ches in Hilchos Yom Kippurim says that doctors are always calling something a sakana. Deshavki l'ne'emanusam de'lekol choli kal omrim tamid shekshiyisani yistakeh. He says, no matter what, you know, she has a common cold, the doctor will say, "Well, if she fasts, she's going to die." Gam le'inyan rofe Yisrael, sh'ar b'meyam chashudim l'avar al-divrei Torah l'chal Shabbos, gam heimen amasan amitzad afkirusa, sorachin ravim yesh l'srachalem, and not from doctors, even worse. So Moshe discusses in the Tshuva in Yardeich, l'dal sim yedzayin os yedzayin, and he gives us some klalim. He accepts that some sofer that there's a limitation on the ne'emanus of rofim. However, you can accept the doctor's claim that it's from a makkah if any of the following is met, any of the following criteria. Number one, he sees the wound. Nowadays, that's much more common than it was in the old days. Meaning, for example, she sees blood on a bedikha, the doctor uses a speculum and sees a makkah. So he's believed even if he's not Jewish because uman lo maru nasi b'kach. Crazy Place, he deals with the question of the Rush that we mentioned before, and he writes that we believe the doctor about external wounds, but internal wounds is just speculation, so we can't believe them. But now even internal wounds are external wounds, because they can be seen. Meaning, anything can be seen is called an external wound. So, right, so there's much more nemanus nowadays. Second, Ramosha says, if he doesn't see it and he's speculating based on her descriptions, like a makash of a makar, because it's very difficult to look at the makar, Rav Moshe says he's not believed unless you know that there is a makkah. You're just not sure if it's motzi dam. So if the doctor confirms what she's saying and you know that there's a makkah, you could believe that as well, even if you're not sure it's motzi dam. Third, Rav Moshe says, if the doctor predicted the bleeding and said you will bleed and it's dam makkah, then when it happens, you can believe him. I mean, the doctor did an exam, and the doctor tells the woman when she's leaving, oh, by the way, you're likely to see some blood. Don't worry, I scraped the vaginal wall or whatever, meaning it's tamak. It's not. So then you could trust the doctor because they called it in advance. That gives them extra ne'emanus. One of the most skeptical people about believing doctors, one of the most skeptical poskim in all of Jewish history about believing doctors is Rav Kook. Rav Kook did not believe doctors. In Simon Kuf Mem and his Shuvas, he discusses Metzitza and whether you could still do it on Shabbos. And he says, whatever doctors say is at best a suffix, because their theories are constantly disproven. I remember when people started vaping, when they came out with vape juice, everyone said, oh, it's perfectly safe. Until like some kid drank a bottle of it and died. I mean, if you ingest poison slowly, it's probably not super safe. So he explains that that's why Rapo Yirape Mikan Shenitna Torah Rishos Lerope Lerapos. That's why it applies, because if they had absolute neamonis, I wouldn't need a pasuk to teach that they can heal. It would be a violation of Lasam al Dam Reacha not to heal. So Cook says, I need a pasuk to tell me that a doctor is allowed to heal, because doctors don't know anything. So a pasuk to tell me that they can use human experimentation. I mean, that's a little extreme, but that they could try to heal to the best of their knowledge, even though they don't know anything. This is basically what it boils down to, is that there are three schools of thought. The Chassam Sofer says that there's ne'emanus on specific cases that are suffix, but in general, metzias, they're vada, meaning they have ne'emanus to create a suffix when they're dealing with specifics. When they're dealing with general medicine, about general population, that you could treat as a vada. So the Chassam Sofer is more likely to believe doctors for Yom Kippur and Shabbos because it's suffix pikuach nefesh. Others, like the Sholem Meshiv and the Beis Yitzchak, apply the principle of Umun Lomarum Naseh, because they could be caught to be lying by other doctors. Then there's the Chuvas Maram Lublin and the Maram Shik and the Radvaz, that whatever a doctor says is like a rove. So you have to be Mavar whenever you can. But if you can't be Mavar, then you have nothing else to go on, so you go with the best information available to you. So you should treat it like a rove. And then you have the Beis Yosef and Tosa Rash, that they're believed B'Torah's Vadai. So again, you have the Chassam Sofer Schilik, that if it's about something specific, it's only a Safek. You have the Radvaz and the Ram Shik and the Ram Lublin, that it's a rove. So if you have a way to clarify, you know, then you should. And then you have the Beis Yosef, it's also Rash, that they're believed B'tar Zvada. So Nafkaminus for Chil Shabbos. We would be Mechal Shabbos even on a Suffolk. So if it's enough to create a Suffolk, you could be Mechal Shabbos for it. So the Chassam Sofer says that even on a specific case, it's enough to create a Suffolk. What about a doctor who says that it's not pikuach nefesh, but you think it is? So according to that, the Chassam Sofer, you still be mechal shabbos because it's a suffix. Whatever the doctor said is only a suffix. You can't trust what he says is vaday. According to the Radvaz and the Ramshik, that is considered like a rove, you're mechal shabbos because they know pikuach nefesh are a rove. But according to the Beis Yosef and Tosa Rush, whatever the doctor says is a vaday. So the doctor says, you're not going to die. It's fine. This is not dangerous. And the patient says, or the patient's mother says, I think they're going to die. Right? So the Beis Yosef and Tosa Rush will now be machmir. They can't be Mechal Shabbos for that. Not enough mina would be by Isurim, we follow Rove. So according to the second and third group, you'd believe them. Right? So you have all of this, those are three basic Mahalchim in Manus of Rovim. And you have to figure out in each case, you know, and each doctor, obviously always better to deal with from doctors than with non-from doctors, especially when you're talking about like fasting and Yom Kippur and neither Shilohs, because they may, a non-from doctor may know a lot, but, you know, they don't really take it seriously. They don't take the whole thing seriously. They think the whole thing is a joke. So they're not going to be nervous about your Isser Kares. Okay, so that's it for Simchat Pei Zayin. Hashem, will start Chazar week tomorrow. Stay tuned. Maybe we'll do a parsha again.